killed at the Sikh temple there on Sunday. Reporter Keller Russell from NBC affiliate WTMJ was there.
At this candlelight vigil to remember the lives lost, creed and color do not matter.
When it comes to a time of crisis, we're all together and we stand as one.
Community members join in the Sikh custom of covering their heads with scarves handed out, a sign of respect. Members of the temple marching, carrying flags symbolic of their faith.
Hurricane conditions continue to spread inland over portions of the southern Yucatan Peninsula as Ernesto moves ashore. The percentage of people behind on their mortgage payments, the lowest number in 3 years, TransUnion says still not as good as pre-recession. Gas prices on the West Coast expected to jump past $4 a gallon because of the refinery fire in Richmond. This is NBC News Radio. A suicide bomb struck a NATO patrol in Afghanistan today. Here's Atiya Abawi in Kabul.
At least three ISAF service members and one Afghan civilian have been killed following a double suicide attack in Kunar province, Afghanistan, this morning. The Taliban took responsibility for the assault, claiming to have killed many more and claiming they were all American soldiers. The assailants detonated their explosives as a foot patrol was heading to a provincial council meeting with Afghan officials. Two civilians were also wounded in the violence. Atiya Abawi, NBC News, Kabul.
Today in Times Square, we'll find out who has the fastest fingers in the nation. It's the annual National Texting Competition. Three skills tested: texting while blindfolded, texting with hands behind their backs, and text blitz, where you simply type as fast as you can. The winner gets $50,000. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to Geico? And if you already insure your car with Geico, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the Geico motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance or savings or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
The Walt Disney Company has avenged its colossal movie bomb, John Carter, from earlier this year. That box office disaster pulled Disney's film group $84 million into the red into the first quarter. But in the second, Disney released The Avengers, which has made $1.5 billion worldwide, helping push Disney's earnings up 24% to the best profit per share in company history. Another way to pay for your latte, Starbucks has joined an venture with mobile payment startup Square. It will allow people who download the Pay with Square smartphone app to pay by just waving their phone or even just saying their name to a barista. The system will not replace Starbucks' already existing mobile payment platform launched last year, or, of course, the old-fashioned way to pay. As part of the deal, Starbucks has invested $25 million in Square. A Standard & Poor's negative mark on Greece's credit this morning is hurting European stocks and us. S&P futures down 5. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem.
Welcome to GoToMeeting with HT Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HT Faces. Try it free today.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer apply.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
An idea. A thought. Born in Dearborn. The product of hard work. Teamwork. Pride. Put in the hands of the people.
For the people.
And made in America.
It's time to punch in for your
first shift. Now, here's Tony Trigiano.
Good morning, everybody. And I am back in studio and happy to be so. Always nice to get away. Always nice to get back. It's funny how that works, right? That door does swing both ways. Well, anyway, I am back. I want to thank my brothers and sisters from the International Brotherhood of Teamsters for inviting me out over the last few days at Shanty Creek in northern Michigan. Beautiful, just absolutely beautiful setting. Empowered by their grit and their tenacity. These are hardworking folks that get up every day with one single purpose in mind, to make everybody's lives better. And you know what? They do it. They truly do it. So my thanks to President Dave Robinson, General President James Hoffa, Greg Nowak, the Joint Council, Kevin Moore, and everybody else with the Teamsters that were nice enough to invite me out. I truly did enjoy my visit. It was a difficult journey home, not because the traffic was bad. It wasn't. Not because the weather was bad. It wasn't. It was just hard to leave that beautiful setting, and I can promise you that I will get my way back up there. Not to mention the fact the people at Shanty Creek are just amazingly accommodating. You couldn't ask for a better, you couldn't ask for a better deal. I mean, seriously, it was just amazing. Bottom line is, it was good to get back. It's always good. It is good to get back, and we've got a lot going on today with, of course, the primary results in. Now, over the next few hours, we are going to, in great detail, go through many of these races. Joe DeSano will be calling in the 7 o'clock hour, and he'll be going through a lot of different races. He's going to have his perspective on a lot of this stuff. So we're going to look forward to that. Stephen Henderson at 8 o'clock will be calling in as well. And we'll be looking at things from his perspective, some of the congressional races. For those of you that didn't hear, some people were harassed at the polls yesterday, asked about citizenship, which should not have happened, asked for ID, which shouldn't have happened. I personally received 7 or 8, 9 emails in the first 2 hours of voting, and then after we were off the air, got another 8 or 9, gave out that toll-free number that Jocelyn Benson was kind enough to share with us yesterday. And thank God that we were able to get that out, because it, I think, was very, very helpful. You'll recall that during the show, there were problems in Westland. And although they did work that out, the scanning of licenses was really something that concerned a lot of people. And I did get a lot of phone calls on that, or not phone calls, emails on that. So we'll be talking about all that as we work through. And then, of course, Lori Lamoran with Planned Parenthood in our weekly segment will join us as we'll wrap things up on today's first shift program. So we've got a lot of really great stuff to do, but since we haven't done this in a few days, let's get it going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, I think today's first word is going to be campaign. I was trying to say positive, not going to the negative. So campaign. Now some campaigns begin and some campaigns end. And that's the unfortunate thing is some campaigns do end. There were some good people that were not elected to anything last night except elected to the lives they already had. I got to tell you, from somebody that ran for office and lost a campaign, today is a difficult day for the loser. They will find themselves not getting phone calls that they were getting just 24 hours or 48 hours ago. All of a sudden, that schedule of knocking doors or making phone calls or asking for money, well, that stops immediately. God forbid you have debts, you're pretty well stuck with them because nobody's really going to donate money to somebody that lost a race. So I'm hoping that those of you that lost don't have significant campaign debt because that doesn't go away. Oh, folks, it is such a difficult, difficult situation to be a loser. But in a campaign, in any campaign, you know, you always take that risk, even those that really felt confident they would win. Some of them don't. And I'm happy to say, with the exception of one of the races that I was putting my quote-unquote figurative money on, only one of them didn't go the way I wanted it to. And we'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. But now the quote-unquote real campaign begins. Because we now shoot for the general election. For many, this was the real campaign. In a lot of these districts, they're either heavily Republican or heavily Democrat. And as a result of that, it was about the primary. And once you win that, well, you're pretty much guaranteed a victory in November. You got to live till then. You still have to get through that. You still have to get the majority of the votes. And again, some of these are fairly well guaranteed seats. Some of them not so much. So the campaign season is on. We will, of course, keep an eye on it. And campaign is today's first word. Good morning, Jeffrey. The baseball campaign continues to go on. The Tigers making a good play at a winning season. Miguel Cabrera just absolutely amazing last night. 3 RBIs, a home run. That was one of those tape measure jobs. Hate to use a cliche, but it's true in this case. And the White Sox continue to keep pace, so we have to keep playing good baseball.
So what do you think then? Miguel Cabrera, MVP?
Today's free press is all about that.
I saw that. I don't know that, Mike Trout's been pretty good. I would think, though, it might depend on how the teams finish up. You know, because there's times where guys have had great campaigns, speaking of campaigns, in baseball, and yet if their team doesn't do well, they'll get penalized for that. If the Tigers win the Central, it would basically be a lot on the back of a guy like Miguel Cabrera. If the Angels, you know, they have Texas to contend with, they could still make the playoffs, but they would have to do quite a bit. And then even then, it's like, well, yeah, but you also have Pujols and you have Trumbo, and not that Miguel Cabrera doesn't have Prince, but I would say for the most part, everything runs and goes with Cabrera.
Don't question that's true. And the article that I read briefly this morning, basically said with, you know, moving positions, which does weigh on you mentally, that Miguel Cabrera hasn't missed a beat. Certainly didn't, you know, his offensive skills didn't suffer by him moving to third base. Not that they should have, but they could have, and they didn't. And so that should be something. Mr. Trout, who is having a great campaign this year, you did. And let me ask you this question with regard to the MVP. Is it always about just that season, or can it be about a cumulative the last two or three seasons?
Oh, it really shouldn't ever be about cumulative last couple of seasons. I would hope that that's not the case.
All right. Well, I don't, you know, I'm saying that doesn't factor in. It's kind of like, you know, I kind of liken it to the Academy Awards. Sometimes an actor or actress will get nominated for an Academy Award, not because of necessarily the movie that they're currently in was that great, but that they maybe weren't nominated for something they should have been and were overlooked, and so they kind of overcompensate. And I'm not so sure that doesn't happen in sports, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? There is in sports, there's been times where, like, obviously when Steve Nash won the MVP and the NBA, really, I mean, come on, who was the best or most dominant player during those times? Shaquille O'Neal. But you almost, sometimes he gets, how good you are is almost like they set the new line. Like, the bar is so high. And maybe that happens to a certain extent with Cabrera. Like, you just expect 300, you know, him to bat 320, him to hit 30, 40 bombs a season. And if he doesn't, or if he falls a little short of that, it's still a great season by anyone's standards, but it's not what you would expect from him, so you kind of discount that from him. Not, I'm not saying that's the case if they do end up, you know, if Trout ends up getting the MVP. Trout's numbers are outstanding. He's batting almost 350. You know, he has five triples. He has 20 home runs. You can go up and down the stats, and he's got 100 less at-bats than Cabrera, and the stats are amazing. But you know, I do think that depending on the success of each team, now if they both win their division and make the playoffs, it'll be a little bit more straight up. But if the Tigers win the division and make the playoffs and the Angels get into like that second wild card, I would think that would weigh in Cabrera's favor. But, you know, real quickly, do you know who else is kind of being mentioned as a dark horse AL MVP candidate?
I do not.
Austin Jackson.
I was hearing that around the All-Star break. I was hearing that conversation, but I hadn't heard it much since then. So.
Well, when he had that time when he was out because of the injury, he was actually early on. It was him versus him and Josh Hamilton, and they threw like Robinson Cano and whatever out there. But I mean, he was being mentioned as when Josh Hamilton was hitting all those home runs. Then he sits out for a while because of the injury, and lately, he's having one of the really great great seasons, campaigns, if we want to keep using the word.
You can.
Okay.
That's okay.
Thanks. I'm glad you let me. He's having a great season, and I think it's quietly because people don't realize it outside of baseball circles how good he's been this year.
And he has been good. There's no question about that. All right, we need to take a quick break here. Tigers again win last night 6-5 against the New York Yankees. I believe they go for the sweep today.
It's a four-game series.
Okay. Well, then let's keep plugging along. 888-552-3595. If you'd like to comment on any of the election stuff from yesterday, including tactics, we'll leave it there. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. On Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Let's get to the break. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air, and good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we're still following that reported accident over on the Southfield Freeway northbound and Michigan Avenue. Also, Telegraph Road north and south at 94, traffic lights are not working. And we also got that road construction, only the right lane is open until 7 a.m. That's on 75 northbound between Baldwin Road and Sachapon. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, a low is 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away. And so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided. And there's no one place for you to be heard. No one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Stick with our sports theme for just a little longer, only because I have to do this after seeing the weather. It's going to be autumnal this weekend. And in fact, the high on Friday is 71 degrees, Jeff. Is that my fault? Just asking.
I know AST is jumping for joy.
Who is AST and where do we find AST?
He's in Studio R right now doing a live radio show.
I don't know why you continue to insist I'm anti-summer. Why? How did this all start?
Well, it started when you started saying anti-summer-like things.
No.
Praying for football season in the fall weather and wishing that this amazing summer we've had would move on.
I did not do most of that.
You've started this campaign against summer.
I did not. I got excited about the beginning of football training camp. That's not anti-summer. That's pro-football. It just happens to be that football happens in the fall. That's all.
Oh, my goodness. That is just...
Oh, sweet Jesus. She got trounced last night, by the way.
I did see that. But
she got trounced. Absolutely. But I want to wait for Joe to talk about that one. So there are a couple of them I want to wait for Joe on. But anyway, I'm not hearing... You know, I, of course, was gone the last couple of days. Didn't keep on top of my sports reading while I was out of town. Any news coming out of training camp or pretty much just pretty predictable Lions training camp so far?
Well, I would think that they had called you to ask if you would be interested in playing running back because they're looking for people. I'm hoping anyway. It's getting serious. The injuries mounting for the running back position.
What's happening? You're giving me information I don't have.
Well, obviously, with Javid Best not being cleared by doctors, even though the Lions and Javid Best both think that he's fine. The NFL is now with the concussion stuff coming out is being even more cautious with players. And they're not going to clear him just yet. Mikel LeSure, of course, has a suspension to serve, and that leaves the running backs quite thin. Kevin Smith is their number one guy, but he's had injury concerns. And then they've got, some of the backups are now starting to fall prey to injury. Guys that would be, what, third or fourth string. And so there's this talk of who could possibly get cut of other teams as, and again, that's weeks away because you have to go through.
Already?
Yeah, you got to go through preseasons and start going through cuts, and then, I guess the thought is the Lions would be scarfing up guys that don't make other teams.
Well, that certainly is within the realm of possibilities. Of course, when was the last time we had a great receiving game and a great running game at the same time? I'm thinking the Scott Mitchell era.
That was my first thought.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. That's unfortunate. It's truly unfortunate. But we'll see what happens. All right. Well, anyway, I just wasn't sure what was going on. And I am a little stunned to see the weather for the end of the week. And literally, it said 71 on Friday, and with a low of 62 and a high of 71. I mean, that means you can actually open your windows and doors and let some fresh air in, which is one of the nice things about being up in lovely Bel Air, Michigan, was the evening temperatures were quite crisp and very nice. I didn't mind it at all. And during the day, it was quite warm. Yesterday, when I left, it was like 85 degrees with a nice breeze. And I could have just stayed all day right where the spot that I was at and not moved and been the happiest guy in the world. I don't often, and this happened yesterday, I don't often leave a remote going, man, I really don't want to leave. I'm usually ready to go. For no other reason is this, you know, we're all creatures of habit. And so I'm a creature of habit as well. And I, unfortunately, had to come home. I really was enjoying my stay at Shanty Creek. I'd never been there before. It is beautiful. And, they treated me really, really well.
That's the only place I've ever gone skiing in my entire life. I've only gone skiing once, and it was at Shanty Creek.
Well, I've never been skiing, and, you know, being that I'm shaped the way I am, I was always afraid that once I got going forward, I wouldn't be able to stop. Anthony's been skiing. It's not something.
Are you saying you're very aerodynamic and build up speed?
Nah, it's more like I'm very rotund and I build up speed, but not as rotund, but still rotund. I will say that as far as my ego goes, one of the things that happened over the weekend is I saw a lot of my Teamsters brothers and sisters that I had not seen in quite a long time, and they were all astounded by how much weight I'd lost. You know, it's different for you. You see me every day, so I don't think you.
But I can still tell.
Well, but you've never said a word. Not never. Not once. In fact, I want to break up. You've never said, my, your thighs look nice. And you better never say that, by the way. Ever. In fact, don't even think that. Not that you would. I'm just saying, you know, you see me all the time, so.
So then you're saying your Teamsters buddies were commenting on your thighs this weekend.
No, I'm not saying that. You are. See, here you go again, the anti-Summer Tony thing. Now you're calling Teamsters gay. And I'm not so I don't know why you're doing that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. But it's okay. You know, I'm fine. But I very quickly, though, I want to mention our friend Jeannie has sent a couple cards to us, to the show, and to me personally. God bless her. She was listening that morning that I had to leave early, that I wasn't feeling well. And sure enough, she sends a card, a get well card. So day before yesterday, I'm sitting in the lounge at Shanty Creek having a beer. Before I went to a reception on Monday evening, and there's a doctor sitting there. And so I said, well, hey, listen, since, you know, you're here and this happens to you all the time, I might as well get some free advice. So I shared with them, you know, that a couple times in the last month, I've had, you know, equilibrium issues and so on. And he said that it is very much has to do with rapid weight loss, that what I'm experiencing is not uncommon and that it'll probably take 6 or 8 months before all that stuff equals out and that I'm on even keel. So he said, don't be surprised if it happens again a couple more times, especially you're going to go through periods where you're going to plateau and you're not going to lose weight, and then you're going to drop 8 or 10 or 12 pounds in a very short period of time. So don't be surprised if that happens again. So that, you know, he said that's probably what it was, but, you know, that was unsolicited advice. And of course, he went out of his way to say, you know, it's just my opinion. It is not medical advice. You cannot sue me for saying this to you. He went out of his way to make sure that he was checking out, that there was no way I was going to be, using his advice as anything but his opinion only. So we'll see if that's true. All right, when we come back, we're going to get to some audio, some victories yesterday. But we're going to start with some national news as we've got plenty of time to walk through the primary stuff. I did get out and vote yesterday. I had my own little story to tell. It's the same story I tell every time I vote, unfortunately, but I'll tell it again. But I did get out to vote yesterday, and I made sure that I got back with plenty of time to vote. And I'm hoping that you all got out to vote yesterday. I have not seen yet, and maybe Stephen Henderson will know, or even Joe DeSano will know when we bring them back, what percentage of voters actually voted yesterday. They were saying as few as 25% would turn out. It might have been less than that for all I know. I just don't know. A quick break here on First Shift. Feel free to join us if you want to comment on the primaries or the process. We'd be happy to take your call, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we're still following that reported accident over on the Southfield Freeway northbound at Michigan Avenue. Also, Telegraph Road, north and south at 94, traffic lights are not working. And we also got that road construction, only the right lane is open until 7 a.m. That's on 75 northbound between Baldwin Road and Sachapon. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Drive through your local McDonald's and try the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie. This healthy McCafe beverage is made with ripe blueberries, pomegranate juice, and creamy low-fat yogurt, and is only available for a limited time. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trupiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
At last, we have a clear sign that Mitt Romney really is a man of the people. The proof of his populist pudding came on his recent political foray to jolly old England. While in London, the multimillionaire financier and presidential hopeful showed his common touch by chowing down with about 250 local folks on a humble meal of fish and chips, served up in paper cones. Wow, down home. Well, not exactly. Folks mischaracterizes Mitt's crowd since the ticket price for the chowdown was $25,000 to $75,000 per head. For fish and chips. As one somewhat surprised attendee noted, it was the most expensive halibut in town. And the donors were not truly locals, but American financiers who were top executives working in the London financial district for the biggest Wall Street and British banks, hedge funds, and such private equity outfits as Romney's own money machine, Bain Capital. They were drawn to Mitt's political flame because, one, he hails from their self-centered and self-serving world, and two, he fully embraces their sad complaint that public criticism and the push for more regulation of elite bankers has gone too far. With tongue-clucking empathy, Romney assured these privileged ones that America's banking reforms were unnecessary and overly burdensome, and he would repeal them. However, the timing of his denunciation of U.S. policy was off, for British banks such as Barclays and HSBC are presently ensnared in public scandals involving massive consumer rip-offs and gross ethical violations. Still, in this ornate ballroom with millionaires munching the food of the commoners, any outrage from actual commoners was, as one muncher said dismissively, just background noise. This is Jim Hightower saying, yeah, power to the 1%.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to,
Visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
We want to hear from you.
Interact with First Shift.
Find our First Shift with Tony Trupiano Facebook page.
Tweet us at Tony, T-R-U-P-I-A-N-O.
Or call us now,
1-888-552-3595.
Now, back to the show and Tony.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock, we are going to go to the phones. Again, feel free to join us if you got a voting story, if you want to comment on the primaries, comment on a particular race. Feel free to do that. Now would be the hour to do that. 888-552-3595. We welcome Pamela in Washington Township to First Shift. Good morning, Pamela. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Tony, how are you?
Good. I'm thinking you're the Pamela that sent me the email yesterday.
I am. I am that person. Absolutely.
I want you to tell your story because this is pretty fantastic.
This was wild. I moved 11 months ago, and I immediately went to the Secretary of State to change my voter registration and my driver's license and my car registration. Well, I come to find out that my driver's license and my voter registration were not actually changed. So according to the state of Michigan, I have been living in Redford for the last 10 months. So when I go to vote, they tell me I cannot vote because I am not living in Washington Township. Well, I went onto the website that, I called the people that you suggested. They checked the voter website, said I was registered in Redford, but that if I brought certain paperwork, they would have to let me vote. I got there, I smiled, I was as charming as can be, and we went through three different people that they had to call. We had the boss from the area come in to actually deal with me personally, and in the end, after going round and round in circles for an hour, I was given a provisional ballot, sealed it up myself until it may or may not count.
Oh, my. You know, Pamela, does it not amaze you that the people that are quote unquote in the know had no clue what was going on?
It was mind-boggling. It really was. I've been voting since I turned 18. I have not missed an election. It's extremely important to me. And it seemed like every step of the way it was no, no, no. And I was basically threatening the state to sit in if they did not let me vote. And the thing is that got me at the very end is that she told me, this is the precinct's boss they called in, actually told me to go back to Redford to vote. I was so worried about committing voter fraud, and she told me to go vote in Redford and commit voter fraud.
Really?
Yes.
And, of course, not to mention the fact that you would be voting in a community that no longer represents you, so you wouldn't even be voting for people that would ultimately represent you.
Exactly. She told me I could go right now and drive an hour and go vote in Redford. And I said, this house has been vacant for 10 months. If you look on the city rolls, I have not lived there. That is voter fraud. I will not commit voter fraud. I have lived here. I have filed the paperwork. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, and
I filed it.
And if I recall your email, didn't you tell me that your husband had no problem? He was able to get in and vote, and no big deal, right?
My husband was one of the first 10 people that voted that day. He was able to go in. Everything was in order. He voted. He even had a shirt that had a donkey on it, a Democrat, that was an American flag. And they threatened to make him turn it inside out. But that was the only trouble that he had.
Well, and of course, they really couldn't do that because it's not candidate-specific. It's party-specific, and you can be party-specific.
Exactly. I told him he should have been safe. I'm like, they didn't say any words on it. They can't tell you to take it off. It doesn't say anything. It's
right.
Just a donkey.
Oh, Pamela, this is so well, I'm glad that that number was helpful to you, even if the people that you ended up having to deal with weren't helpful to you. I mean, they were at the our vote number. They just weren't in your polling place. And what at the very least, they should have given you what's called a provisional ballot.
Oh, no, I did fill out a provisional ballot, and I was told in a week I should find out if my vote was actually counted.
I don't get why. Why a week? Your vote should automatically be counted. Period.
I couldn't agree more. I brought proof of residency. I had my vehicle registration with address. I had my DirecTV bill. I had my AT&T bill. I had everything that I should have needed, including a photo ID, two different photo IDs with my picture on it. But because the photo ID didn't have my current address, because the state of Michigan screwed up my paperwork, they would not give me an immediate ballot, and I had to have a provisional one.
Well, now, is this has this been straightened out for the future, to your knowledge?
Yes, I filled out another application on site, and she said she would personally push it through, and I would get my voter card for the fall, and I should not experience this problem again. She tried to be very helpful. A little too helpful in suggesting I go back to Redford.
Yeah, that's just bizarre. Encouraging you to commit voter fraud is just, that's bizarre. I mean, that's just downright bizarre.
And the voter fraud was what I was most concerned about.
Of course it was. Well, Pamela, I appreciate you giving us a call this morning and sharing your story. And unfortunately, as we're going to find out as we work through some of the information we've got here this morning, your story might have been one of the lighter ones, if you can believe that. But thank you for the call this morning. 888-552-3595 if you'd like to join us. Just goes to show you that even when you do it right, sometimes it gets wrong. In fact, I printed off Pamela's email and was going to read that, minus her name. So I'm glad she called in, because now that we can do that. I referenced that she was, had one of the lighter experiences. As you'll read in the paper this morning, there were voters that were actually frisked. You heard me, frisked at the polls. We've got some audio from WDIV that just kind of exemplifies what happened at the polls. Let's listen.
Detroiter Diane Hughes planned to vote at Henry Ford High School at 7:15, but the polls were not open. When they finally did open, what she witnessed shocked her.
There was an incident where people were being searched.
As voters waited in line to enter the polls, they were subjected to a pat-down.
The women, they were having their purses open. They opened their purses so they can look through them. With the men, Wayne was actually, he was right in front of me, was being patted down just like he was a criminal. There had been something he had done wrong, and that is what angered me.
She says the man searching the voters was from school security, though his uniform seemed military.
What's going on here? I said, why would a person have to be searched who's coming to vote, to the polls to vote? And so he was saying, well, that's my order.
She was startled to see that voters in front of her did not object to the pat-down.
Their civil rights were being violated, upset me.
But the retired fifth grade teacher let people at the school know this was way out of line.
I know my rights, and I'm not going to allow anybody to search me when I'm coming in to vote.
Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine showing up to vote and them patting you down or asking you to open your purse or, for God forbid, you know, open your wallet or... I mean, what would be the justification for that? I just can't fathom what the justification for that would be. I had a couple people call me. There was the citizenship question, which we're going to talk to in detail with Stephen Henderson in the 8 o'clock hour. But I had a couple people send me emails that somebody, and they didn't say where they were from, so I don't know. And I did send them back an email asking them to identify what communities they were from, and I just didn't get responses as of yet. But they were asked for their passports. Now, not everybody has a passport. So, of course, they, you know, don't. Now, both of these people were smart enough to know that it was the wrong question to ask. And they knew that legally they couldn't be denied voting based on the citizenship question. But that it happened at all, and then come to find out, according to Stephen Anderson's column in yesterday's Free Press, come to find out, it was the Secretary of State that actually encouraged people to insist on getting the citizenship question answered at the polls. This is just ridiculous. The crazy thing is there was not a consistency to it. So not every polling place actually had you check off whether or not you were a U.S. citizen. And let me make this clear for those of you that may not be aware of it. You have to be a citizen to register to begin with. So if you are a registered voter, you've already proved citizenship of this country. So why they need you to reconfirm what you've already confirmed, because you wouldn't be on the voting rolls to begin with if you weren't a citizen, is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they would even ask that. Same with asking for your ID. And I'll just give you the yesterday what happened to me. I walked up. She says, I need to see your ID. I said, no, you do not. She goes, oh, no, by law I do. I said, no, by law you don't. She goes, well, then how do I know it's you? I said, because when I give you my name, it'll be on the list. But I still don't know it's you. Well, what am I just going to randomly use someone's name, ma'am? You know, please, you don't need to see my ID. Sir, I'm afraid I do need to see your ID. I said, you know, I'm going to give it to you because I don't want to hold everybody up here. And I was saying it loud enough for everybody to hear me. I said, but you do not need to see my ID. Period. Bottom line. I know my rights. You do not need to see my ID. But I'm not going to make this difficult for everybody. So here's my ID. Give me my ballot so I can go vote, please. And I did. Oh, my, oh, my. When will we get it right? And I tell you, come November, it's going to be the same thing all over again. It happens every single time I vote. And I was kind of hopeful that I was at a new precinct, that I was at a new building with new people, there would be a different result. Unfortunately, these people were as ill-trained as the last place I was at. All right, let's take a quick break. This is 1310 WDTW. I am Tony Trupiano. You're listening to First Shift on this Wednesday morning program. We'll take the break, and we'll come back right after we take this quick break.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Fox News contributor Michelle Malkin.
There's a very popular contrast of the difference between Romney and his supporters and Barack Obama and his supporters. The Romney types, of course, are the ones who sign the front of the paycheck, and the Obama types are the ones who've spent their entire lives signing the back of them.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America. and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Tony and the crew are punching back in and looking to hear from you.
1-888-552-3595.
Tell us what's on your mind. Now, here's First Shift and Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back 10 minutes before the top of the hour. One of the questions that was on the ballot yesterday was the Detroit Institute of Arts millage question, and whether or not that would pass was of some concern to some. I didn't think it was going to have a difficult time. Well, if you were in Wayne and Oakland County, it was a no-brainer. In Macomb County, a whole lot closer, but it did pass. Let's listen to some audio from WXYZ Channel 7 on the DIA millage passing.
Well, I don't know if you could hear that a little bit, Carolyn, but we had some cheering going on back here. And I'm with Anne Marie Erickson, the COO of the DIA, and a lot of your people. We just stepped out of the party, but a lot of people coming up to you, showing you numbers, and you've had a big smile on your face.
I've had a big smile on my face. We look great in Oakland County, we look great in Wayne County, and we're looking great in Macomb County, too. So we so thank all the voters who came out to support us. We're still waiting for those final tallies, but right now I'm feeling pretty good.
And like you just said, still waiting for the final numbers. So how important was it for this that you guys pass it in all three counties? What happens if just one or two counties pass this millage?
Well, I think it was important to pass in all three counties because of what it says about regionalism and how we actually act together as a community and how we protect our assets and make sure that we all join together to make them strong and make them solid. And that's what was most important to me about the vote.
All right. Thank you so much, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
All right. We are live from the DIA. Julie Bonovich, 7 Action News. Back to you guys.
All right, and it did pass overwhelmingly in two of the three counties. It did pass in all three counties. Here's the good news. Starting today, it is free, and if you are a resident of Oakland, Wayne, or Macomb County, it is free to attend the Detroit Institute of Arts. So pack up the kids and head downtown, because the DIA is now a free expenditure. It's free. It's not an expenditure at all. 888-552-3595. We welcome Mike and Clausen to First Shift. Mike, a pleasure to have you back on the show. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Tony. I was just curious. I watched the tallies, and you know, overwhelmingly in Wayne and Oakland, but it just barely passed in Macomb. Do you have any thoughts why that was such a close vote?
Well, Macomb's a far more Republican township or county, and so you know they've got you know, just by virtue of more Republican numbers, you know, they're much more fiscally aware, if you will. I don't want to say responsible, because I think it's very responsible to pass this millage. So I think that's why, Mike. They're just a more conservative community, by and large, and that's why it had a little tougher time passing. Fortunately, it did pass in all three counties, but that would be why. There are a lot more teabaggers in Macomb County, Michael.
That's exactly what I had the thought in the back of my mind, but I didn't want to poison the conversation.
No, brother, it's me and you. Come on, we don't need to play the game. No, there are a lot more teabaggers in Macomb County. That's why they had a tougher time passing, absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. 888-552-3595. I'm thrilled. I can tell you one thing. You know, by the way, it was $8 a head to go to the Detroit Institute of Arts. Now this is free. You can bet. I can guarantee you that the Detroit Institute of Arts will be much busier than it's ever been. You're going to see more school field trips there. You're going to see a lot more people going there. It's going to be far more profitable. Concessions there will be far more profitable. They're going to raise, I believe I heard, $23 million a year through this millage, which will give them an opportunity to actually grow and expand the DIA, which is a wonderful thing. It is a gift. I'm sure Stephen Henderson, who's a big fan of the DIA, I'm a big fan of the DIA, Jeff Anthony, tell me that you won't go to the DIA now that it's free. Because I bet you will. Not that you weren't going because you had to pay $8, but there's just something about something being free that's more attractive, don't you think?
I can see an argument on the other side, but I went before. So if you want to see, if you want to see art, then you go to the DIA regardless. I would think it's better though, because now it reaches more of a larger audience. Yeah, people that couldn't afford it maybe
right,
before.
Anyone can go as long as you are from Wayne, Oakland, or Macomb County, you can go. Now there was some debate, by the way, whether they should have opened it up to Washtenaw, Livingston, and Monroe counties as well. And given them an opportunity to participate, which would have, of course, raised even more money for the DIA, I don't know what the justification was for not doing that. I just don't know. But they didn't do it. So that's fine. It's all well and good. I just think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm pleased, and especially young people now, the only challenge will be paying for the bus ride because those aren't in budgets. Any school budgets don't involve field trips. So that's just the bottom line on that. 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org, on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. Amir in Detroit joins us now. My brother, how are you this morning? And happy day after Election Day to you, my friend.
Good morning. Happy day after Election Day to you too, my friend.
Thank you.
And just one correction. The DIA is not free. It's just you don't have to pay for it every time you come go there to take it out your pocket. We're paying for it with our taxes.
Well, I understand that, but that you're right. I should define it that way.
Because you got to remember, these teabaggers are real dumb and ignorant, and even a lot of people that are, they don't learn quickly, that we are paying for these things. So it's not free. It's not like it's some private organization saying, hey, just come see us free. No, it's we the people. We're paying our taxes, and we just have to make sure we see it right, because you know how to teabag.
No, you're right. You're 100% right, Amir. I will proudly stand corrected, especially when I'm corrected by you, my brother, because you're right. I mean, you're not wrong. There is nothing free.
We just have to speak right, because if we don't, these teabags and all these Republicans, you know how they twist and turn everything. We are paying for this. As a matter of fact, there's nothing in this world free. And that's why I'm tired of people talking about free markets, because I've never seen a free market.
Thank you. They got that right.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Amir. He's right. We will be paying through our taxes. I'm just really excited that it is now... it is totally irrespective of ability to pay out of pocket. That's the important thing. Is that especially for young people, as I was just saying, young people now have access to this great treasure, which is the Detroit Institute of Arts. If you have not been there in a long time, and I have not, but I can assure you that sometime in the next 90 days, I will be spending the lion's share of an entire day at the DIA, just to remind myself of all of the wonderful, the Van Gogh exhibit, Diego Rivera. How can you not love Diego Rivera? There's just so much to love there. There is so much to love there. And all of the DIA facilities are going to have, you're going to have open access to it. So, all right, we've got more audio to get to on the other side. We've got Joe DeSano on the other side, so we're going to kind of intermingle the two. If you want to join us, you'll have some more time to do that a little later on in the program. But we need to move on, and we're going to be taking apart the primary Tuesday, which was August 7th yesterday. Talk about the implications of that. Did your favorite candidate win, lose, draw? You tell me. Let's take a quick break here for the top of the hour. This is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano. It's a happy Wednesday morning to you. We'll take the break, and we'll be right back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Your early morning commute is looking good right now. Those traffic lights have been repaired over on Telegraph Road in both directions at 94. Now 75 northbound between Baldwin and Sashabar Road. Road construction has you down to the right lane only. That's scheduled until 7 a.m. And 7 Mile Road in both directions at 75. That's closed due to road construction. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit. NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dirk Van. Name calling on the campaign trail. With less than 3 months to Election Day, President Obama and Mitt Romney are trading barbs and coining nicknames.
It's like Robin Hood in reverse. It's Romney Hood.
Presidents say a lot of things about me and about my policy, and they're just not right. And if I were to coin a term, it would be Obabaloney.
Critics say the most expensive presidential campaign in history has been high on attacks, low on substance. Voters in Missouri have approved a state amendment assuring the right to pray in public, although critics say the right to pray is already protected under the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. At the Olympics, China is back on top in the medal count with 73-70 for the United States. And the age of the gross-out anti-smoking commercial continues. CDC says the graphic ad campaign works, and that images of smoking victims losing their voice, limbs, hair, and teeth while painful are convincing more smokers to kick the habit. This is NBC News Radio. American gymnast Ali Raisman wowed him in London last night. NBC's Tracy Potts at the Olympics for us.
It was definitely Ali Raisman's night. A gold medal in the floor exercise. It is one of her strongest exercises. She also, in a separate competition, got a bronze medal on the beam.
Coming up, an All-American Women's Beach Volleyball Final. The men's volleyball team meets Italy in elimination play, and the men's water polo team facing a tough squad from Croatia. And the world's greatest, the men's decathlon, gets underway this morning. Hurricane Ernesto downgraded to tropical storm as it moves across Mexico's Yucatan, forcing hundreds of tourists to abandon beach resorts. And it turns out tabby is a real tiger when it comes to hunting prey. A new study finds 30% of roaming house cats routinely kill birds, rodents, frogs, and snakes, an average of 2 kills a week. One wildlife official says cat predation is a big reason why so many species are in decline. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
This is Charles Osgood. Need help finding the right insurance coverage? With auto owner's insurance, every policy comes with a local agent who lives and works in your own community, providing you with all your insurance answers. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent about auto owner's insurance. Rank highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, says J.D. Power and Associates. For award information, visit jdpower.com. For your life, home, car, and business insurance needs, visit autoowners.com. Auto owners, the no problem people.
For a while now, Exxon and Mobil have been talking about clean. But what exactly does clean mean? Well, it means all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help remove harmful deposits. It means our gasoline helps clean your intake valves, your engine runs smoother, and reduce emissions. It even means it helps improve fuel economy. At Exxon and Mobil, clean means gasoline that works smarter for you. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Think clean.
So far, 2012 has been something like a wild amusement park ride for the Walt Disney Company. Earnings in the first quarter were slammed by its release of the movie John Carter. By several measures, the biggest box office bomb ever, which put the film unit $84 million in the hole. But success of the film The Avengers, which has now raked in almost $1.5 billion, has powered Walt Disney to a 24% jump in second quarter earnings. A man featured in a highly rated episode of the TV show Undercover Boss isn't a boss anymore. Chiquita chairman and CEO Fernando Aguirre posed as an immigrant trying to land a job at Chiquita on the show 2 seasons ago. But now the tropical produce company has shown Aguirre the door following dissatisfaction with years of falling earnings. A difficult run for European stock markets today following a credit rating warning for Greece from Standard & Poor's. It's impacting us as well. S&P futures down 3 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Yes, indeed. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this 8th day of August 2012. A pleasure to be with you. I am Tony Trupiano, and this is First Shift, and it is the day after Election Day. As we promised, over the next couple hours, we're going to be breaking down all that happened, well, most of what happened yesterday. And I can't think of two better people to help us in this hour. We will have Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. In the next hour, Stephen Henderson of the Detroit Free Press will be joining us, taking it from very different perspectives, but indeed their expertise is welcome. With all that said, let us go ahead and get an introduction out of the way so we can get this thing going.
With his razor-sharp precision, First Shift welcomes back Michigan's most informed political insider.
Let's go back in the good old Wayback Machine to the 2010 campaign and marvel at how adept the governor was at being elusive on issues. He was allowed to portray himself as a moderate, as a genial, nice guy, nerd.
Partner in Main Street Strategies, Mr. Joe DeSano.
And joining us now is Mr. Joe DeSano. And Joe, good Wednesday morning to you. I would imagine yesterday was a very busy day for you. Or maybe it wasn't a very busy day for you. Maybe all the heavy lifting was done by then. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, yeah. It was busier than it usually is on an election day. In our line of work, most of the work's done a couple days before the election. But, a couple problems popped up yesterday, and, of course, it was a late, late night collecting the results. So hopefully I'm coherent enough to spend some time with you this morning.
No, I think we're going to be just fine. And of course, you're headed for a little R&R after the next day or so is over with. And so we'll get you today instead of Friday. And Friday you're going to be headed up north. And hopefully getting some rest, and I'm sure the general's going to keep you as busy, if not busier, than this primary season did. Let's listen to a little audio, Joe, as we get started here, and let's start with Pete Hoekstra. This audio provided courtesy of Fox 2 here in Detroit. on Pete Hoekstra's win last night.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I just finished speaking with Pete Hoekstra, and he tells me it's been a busy few days, not only because of the campaign that he's running, but also, as you can see, he's taking pictures with folks right now. He's been really busy because his son just got married the other day, so he's been splitting his time between family and doing what he does best, which, of course, is to campaign and continue that campaign that in earnest did continue tonight. He is very excited. He congratulated Clark Durant and Randy Heckman for running a good campaign. As you can see right now, he is taking pictures, very excited about his win. See, Mr. Hoekstra, we just wanted to ask you how you're feeling.
I'm feeling just fine. Thank you.
Feeling good. Feeling real good, excited about this win, and that is exactly the tone of what happened earlier tonight. I got to tell you, not only did he thank them, he called this a referendum, not only to Debbie Stabenow, but also President Barack Obama. So at this point, it is marching forwards towards the November, and they're hoping, of course, for a victory then as well.
All right, Joe DeSano, we'll start with Pete Hoekstra. He may feel like today was, or yesterday was, you know, all that feel-good referendum moment. He might as well enjoy it while he can, because it's pretty much over now.
Yeah, he's walking to the chopping block in 90 days. You know, we won't have Pete Hoekstra to kick around anymore. In fact, yesterday the Washington Post posted, you know, some analysis of the Senate race and said that it's a third-tier race for Senate Republicans. You know, I think super PACs will spend enough money to keep him somewhat in the game. But at the end of the day, you know, the only way he wins Michigan is if there's a Romney-led national tidal wave, or somehow Romney comes out to a huge lead here in Michigan. And I don't think either of those results are in the cards. And I think in Pete's heart, he knows that too.
Well, you know, again, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this because just there's so much to get to. Number one and number two, it pretty much will be over. There's no surprise here, though. Pete Hoekstra winning yesterday wasn't a surprise in any way, shape, or form. The margin of victory was certainly comfortably within what most people might have predicted, Joe. So there's really nothing to talk about here, is there?
Well, I mean, we have a lot to look forward to because, as we all know, Pete Hoekstra is the human gaffe machine. You know, I mean, it was just, 6 weeks ago or so that he was saying that we should have the Burglar Commission run by the CIA and the FBI. I'm sure we've got more enjoyable things to look at in the future from Pete's mouth.
fair enough. Well, there were three congressional seats here in southeast Michigan especially that were of interest. The one that was probably of greatest interest to both parties would be in my former congressional district, which is the 11th congressional district. Let's listen to again some audio from WDIV Channel 4 on Nancy Cassese and her failed attempt at a write-in campaign.
Mar, there's a new name in Republican politics out there.
Carmen, there sure is, and this is it. It is Carrie Bentivoglio, who can thank Thad McCotter for now being the Republican nominee in the 11th district. Carrie Bentivoglio now taking Thad McCotter's spot in his district. Bentivoglio had filed to run against McCotter, and when McCotter failed to get enough signatures to get on the ballot, Bentivoglio's was the only name on the Republican ballot.
This victory is your victory. All of you worked so courageously against the odds for the cause of freedom. You know that freedom leads to prosperity.
Party leaders, thinking Bentivoglio was too fringe and too unknown, drafted former state senator Nancy Cassese to mount a write-in campaign. It's a hard row to hoe and not successful tonight. It's Bentivoglio whose name will be on the ballot come November. He crushed Cassese.
Back here live, the latest numbers at this hour. As far as the Bentivoglio-Cassese race goes, he crushed her 66% to 34%. Back to you.
All right, Joe, go ahead and comment on that race.
He took it on the chin. Ooh, that was ugly.
I was actually a little surprised that she did as poorly as she did. I don't think you're surprised at all, though, are you?
I'm not. No. I think I might have pegged that one correctly. You know, the great thing about it is we've got a target-rich environment with Carrie Bentivoglio. I mean, you know, when he talks about how you know, government, less government intervention equals freedom. He's talking about some really extreme ideas. He wants to pull back all troops within from abroad back to the United States borders. He wants to privatize Social Security and eliminate Medicare and Medicaid. This is a guy who Democrats will find very, very well. Let's just say this: he's made lots of mistakes that we're going to be able to exploit.
Okay, and then more to come on that score, no question about it. Let's talk about Dr. Syed Taj. Of course, he does win his primary race against a Lyndon LaRouche supporter. You know, I had people actually sending me this guy's campaign literature because they were so offended by Obama with the Hitler mustache. And, you know, and I get it. This could have gotten weird because, let's be honest about it, Dr. Syed Taj is not a name that rolls off the tongue, and there are people that might be uncomfortable with a Muslim candidate. We can put that behind us. As of now, Dr. Taj got through to the people. His campaign was successful in making sure that his message got to the people, and I think he has himself a real race, and this could be a Democrat's seat come November if he continue to work hard and play their cards correctly.
Yeah, I think this could quite easily be a Democrat plus one. You know, there's some references in the Lansing media this morning that maybe Republicans feel that he's so that even if he were to win election, Bentivoglio were to win election, that he would be a one-termer anyways. So there's some talk up here that maybe they don't invest in Bentivoglio, let Taj win, and then get an establishment Republican like what's his name? The
trot dude?
Yeah, exactly. And get someone like him in to take on a Democrat in 2014. The problem is, I think, that's a very dangerous line of thinking, because I think Taj would end up in Congress as a great advocate for the middle class. And of course, any of the Republicans that they could put up would not be the advocate for the middle class that Taj would be.
No question. Well, it was the 11th is going to be now it's going to be a national race. I know the DCCC has been working with the Taj campaign. Now that the primary is behind them, they can safely put a lot of resources into that. I think they do, Joe. Yeah, sure. And Doctor, let's be honest about it. Not that I've had this conversation with Dr. Taj personally, but you and I both know that if he needs to, he can write a big check himself and actually push this thing dollar wise where it needs to be, and we both know that.
Well, I think it's going to have to be an investment of from him. I think it's going to have to be an investment from the Indian American community across the country. I think it's going to have to be an investment from the DCCC, and hopefully some allied super PACs show up to the party, too.
And I think that happens as well. All right, a quick break here. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies is my guest. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Conyers and the Peters campaigns. How well did they do? Did they fare well enough to represent their new districts? Well, we'll get to that directly on the other side of this break. I am Tony Truppiano. Pleasure to be with you on this post-primary day Wednesday. Stay where we're at. We've got a lot more to get to before we wrap this thing up today. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, we picked up an accident on 96 eastbound at Milford Road that has your left lane blocked, and that's causing slow traffic from Kensington Road. And we also got a slow go on 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny in 86. Tonight, a low is 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day, and it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-502.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting
for you now.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, time to punch back in.
Congressman John Conyers is calling this a landslide victory. He spoke at the podium just a few moments ago. This election was a different one for him because this district is now different. He had to reach out to voters he's never had to reach before. He talked a little bit about that at the podium. I want you to hear some of what he said.
25% of the white vote was accorded to me in this election. And I want to thank all of you for reaching out to our brothers and sisters to show the common bond in a democratic system in which jobs, justice, and peace mean the same thing and as much to them as it does to us.
All right.
And I think that we ought to take that part of the victory and begin to mold it into a larger kind of formula and strategy for Barack Obama.
Now, this will be Congressman Conyers' 25th term in Congress. He was first elected when Lyndon Johnson was president, but he says he still has a lot of energy and he still ready to represent this district. He's gone upstairs. He's been up since 6 a.m. campaigning, and I don't believe he's coming back down to the party, but as you can see, there's still plenty of people here celebrating. Live in downtown Detroit at the Weston Book Cadillac, I'm Alexis Wiley, Fox 2 News.
All right, Joe DeSano, I think maybe the surprise in this race is that Chanel Jackson did better than anybody would have expected, but beyond that, this was an interesting result, no question about it.
Yeah, you know, he approached 60% of the vote, if not exceeded it. I had him over 50, but I was even shocked at the numbers that Conyers posted when all was said and done. And again, I was surprised with Chanel Jackson's performance as well. But there, you know, she was the only woman in the field. So, you know, in less in-tuned voters will sometimes make that, make those decisions based on, you know, the ethnicity of the last name or the gender of the candidate. So, maybe we shouldn't be surprised, but hey, she did well, just, far from good enough.
Well, you know, let's, for a moment, the speculation is this gives now John Conyers a chance to bow out when he's ready, which is another way of saying this would be his last term. I'm not so sure John Conyers will see it that way.
Oh, I don't think he sees it that way at all. Oh, gosh, no. He will stick around now as long as he wants to. Yeah, absolutely. I think this set the final chapter of his career. Whenever it ends, this final chapter is going to be written on his own terms.
Yeah, well, no question. And I think that he gets to coronate the next in line, at least to whatever degree that's possible in modern day politics. Not as possible as it used to be, but certainly not outside the realm of possibility. All right, well, let's move on and talk now in the 14th Congressional District, where Gary Peters, Hanson Clark, Brenda Lawrence, Mary Waters, and Bob Costello were going for the leadership in that congressional district. This Gary Victor's victory speech.
Thank you, everybody. I think I can say now that I'm very happy to say the numbers are close enough, most of them are in, that I feel comfortable in saying that I'm very proud to be the new nominee for the congressman in the 14th district. You know, we walked in to the music of We Are One, and that has really been the theme of what this campaign is all about. And as I look around for everybody that's here today, I see people from all parts of the 14th district, from Pontiac, from West Bloomfield, Farmington Hills, Southfield, Oak Park, and the city of Detroit. All of the Grosse Pointe, Harper Woods, Hamtramck, and all the other parts of it, and that is really what this campaign has been about, is about bringing all these communities together, because we love the greater Detroit area. We are all passionate about the greater Detroit area. And we all know there cannot be a greater Detroit without a strong and vibrant city of Detroit.
I got to tell you, Joe, I'm pretty proud of what the congressman was able to do. Your thoughts?
Well, I tell you what, everything he said in there was "We Are One." And to me, that is something that up until the last few days of the campaign, I think was absolutely true. Sadly, and I mean this sincerely, sadly, Hanson Clark ran a really ugly ad over the last weekend that sought to split Detroit and the suburbs on this subject. I think the ad was quoted as saying something along the lines of, you know, Peters lives in Romney's neighborhood. It's sad that Hanson Clark decided to go out like that. And then we find out that he stiffed his supporters last night, not showing up to their election night party. Which, I mean, how can you, you know, when people go out in 95 degree heat and hustle door to door and ask people to vote for you, How do you not show up to thank them after that kind of monumental effort? It's beyond me. The way Hanson Clark ended this race is despicable and shameful, and I don't think anyone's going to forget this anytime soon. And I hope his volunteers, the people who were the lifeblood, you know, his last 2 days were power to the people. Well, you know what? You need to show up and thank those people, win or lose. And he didn't do that. And also, I understand he has not called Congressman Peters to offer his congratulations either.
Now, that's inexcusable in and of itself. And both of those things, Joe, tell us that this is a man that is lacking a professional ethics, a maturity, if you will. I got a call from his campaign late in the day on Monday asking if we had time to put him on Tuesday morning show, which we did not at that point. As you know, Joe, we don't book the show weeks. We don't book the show weeks out, but we also don't wait to the last second. You know, we pride ourselves on being prepared, and we just did not have any extra time. Man, did I take an earful for that, because they knew that we were having Congressman Peters on yesterday. Well, I said this to you last Friday. Congressman Peters was on this show a great deal in the last 8 weeks. He also advertised on this show, but that's not why he was on a lot in the last 8 weeks. He was on because his campaign had something to talk about in the last 8 weeks, as did Brenda Lawrence's campaign.
Yeah.
So these were people, even John Gochee, who was in the thirteenth. Was on this show. If people reached out to us, we went out of our way to give them an opportunity. So I refuse to take a berating from a campaign staffer. We got to get to the break, but I refuse to take a berating from a campaign staffer that just didn't play by the rules. And Joe, you know, maybe we talk about that a bit when we come back. There are rules that have to be followed. Okay. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies, my guest. We're breaking down the primary day yesterday. We've got House seats to take a look at as well. As you know, Joe and I were emotionally invested in one or two of them. We'll let you know what our track record was. Stay with us. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, not doing too bad out there. We do have that one accident that has your left shoulder blocked. That's on 96 eastbound at Milford Road. And we got some slow traffic on 696 westbound between 11 mile and 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day, and it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Ford Motor Company Vice President John Fleming says he wants to keep wages for Detroit 3 automakers on a permanent two-tier system, paying much lower wages for new hires than what veteran United Auto Workers members get. The two-tier wage system was a concession made by the UAW in 2007 that allowed Detroit 3 automakers to pay new hires about half what regular UAW members earn, up to a total of 20% of the workforce at the automakers. The lower-wage workers are supposed to come up to the full wage of about $28 an hour when more workers are hired over time, if the automakers reach the 20% two-tier cap. Chrysler opposes making two-tier permanent. Workers don't like it either. UAW President Bob King has acknowledged that the UAW's long-standing value of people receiving the same pay for doing the same work is violated by two-tier, but the UAW says its top priority is making sure that the automaker companies are successful because, quote, workers have the biggest risk and stake in the company's future. This means keeping the companies globally competitive and profitable, end quote. The UAW contract expires in 2015. The Canadian auto workers are about to begin their contract talks next week.
20,000 workers are on a two-day strike against Ma Bell in four states. Jesse Russell reports.
A deal reached by AT&T with workers in the southeast United States is being overshadowed by strike action in California, Nevada, Hawaii, and Connecticut. 20,000 employees walked off the job Tuesday as the company failed to reach an agreement with the Communications Workers of America. According to the CWA, the contract proposal from the telecommunications giant includes massive health care cost shifting to workers and their families. Additionally, the contract calls for reductions in retirement security. The Connecticut workers held an unfair labor practices strike on Tuesday, alleging that the company wasn't bargaining in good faith. Charges have been filed with the National Labor Relations Board. The CWA represents more than 3,000 employees in Connecticut and nearly 17,000 in Nevada and California. The workers are also concerned about job security and the company's increased reliance on contractors.
The AFL-CIO says the latest jobs numbers show the U.S. is still struggling to climb out of the worst recession since the Great Depression. The Labor Federation says the 163,000 jobs created in the latest monthly report shows faster progress in that climb, but it's still inadequate. The AFL-CIO says the jobless rate remains unacceptably high, especially for African Americans and Latinos, and the AFL-CIO says that Republicans in Congress have taken every opportunity to slow and stymie this recovery process.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
So welcome back. 35 minutes after 7 o'clock. Joe DeSano, a partner in Main Street Strategies, is here to break down some of the primary decisions that were made yesterday. We're going to quickly go back to the 14th Congressional District where Gary Peters, Congressman Gary Peters, handily wins that race. In the newly drawn, very oddly drawn, 14th Congressional District, we were talking about Congressman Hanson Clark, Joe, before the break, and the rules of engagement. He seemed to break many of them, and I'm not so sure who his campaign manager was or what their strategy was. In fact, I don't even know if he had a traditional campaign infrastructure in place, to be honest with you. I just don't know, Joe.
Well, if he didn't, and I think you're correct in assuming he didn't, that shows exactly why so many people in the city of Detroit migrated to the Peters campaign, because they were looking for someone who is far more stable and consistent in a manner that Clark just can't compete with. That's not his personality. That's not his style. And, clearly I think you see someone's real character when they're faced with a loss. And I hate to keep on harping on this, but you just don't stiff your volunteers like that. Those are people who give time from their busy lives. I don't think anyone should forget this. This is a shameful act from a guy who frankly I thought was better than that.
Yeah, well, it's over. It's over for him now. He'll finish out his term, what happens for him politically is now one big question mark, Joe, and he may be done politically. I don't know where he goes from here.
I don't think he's done. I think there's still room for him in politics, and I think for whatever faults we're discussing, he does have some great assets as well. I just can't get over the fact of not showing up and thanking the people who worked for free. That just boggles my mind. I'll never understand this.
All right. Well, let's, for the sake of time, Joe, move on. I want to talk about some of the House races and I want to start with one that you and I talked about on a weekly basis. I'm happy to say that David Kinesic this morning can rest assured that he will be a representative in the state of Michigan for the 11th in the 11th House race. He did quite well yesterday.
Yeah, he rolled into a big victory, and the forces of the right wing who were trying to play in a Democratic Party were kicked to the curb rather handily. You know, the DeVos money was rejected by those voters. The Students First money was rejected by those voters. It is a good day to be a Democrat in Michigan's 11th district because a real Democrat won. Cody Bailey can crawl back into his Republican hole, he can be himself finally instead of, trying to dupe Democrats into thinking he's a Democrat.
Well, you know, Joe, and I realize that you and I come from very different backgrounds. You're a strategist, you're an advisor. I'm a radio show host, but we were lumped together on this one. The forces of evil on the right came after both of us as if we were some kind of tag team, and I'll actually wear that with pride, by the way. Anytime somebody wants to lump me in with Joe DeSano, I'll take that any day of the week. I'm quite proud of it, actually. Yeah, no, I was quite proud of that. We didn't really have a chance to talk about this much, but there was a fake website out there. Well, I guess it wasn't a fake website that basically were blaming you and I for Cody Bailey's problems.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the insight into the Bailey psyche of blaming other people for your problems. All we did was take his problems and put them into focus for voters. I mean, really, that's all we did. We never made up statements that he said. We just took statements that he said and used them. We just took endorsements that he heartily accepted and used them. That's all we did.
Well, I do want to let people know, and if we didn't make this clear on Friday's show, Cody Bailey did embrace his conservativeness by finally coming out and saying that he was a conservative Democrat, and there was nothing wrong with admitting that now that he'd taken all this money, which did him no good. In fact, he came dangerously close to coming in number three in the primary race yesterday.
He was only 1% ahead of a woman who did virtually nothing.
Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, anyway, just moving on to some other races. I'm happy to say this morning that Rashida Tlaib will once again represent the good people of Southwest Detroit, as she so deservedly should be. You know that I have not been a big fan of Maureen Stapleton for some time now. But again, this is one of those cases where a lot of Republican money at the last minute went into a district and it just didn't end up mattering, which is good news.
Well, it's really, I think we need to look at the record of the Students First organization here in Michigan. Right now they've played in four different races in Michigan in 2012. The Students First, for those who don't know, is a national charter school group. They are trying to dismantle teacher unions across the country. And here in Michigan, they played in two races, the Paul Scott recall up in Flint and the replacement for Tim Melton in Pontiac back in February. And they played again in two races here in Michigan yesterday, and that was on behalf of Maureen Stapleton and on behalf of Cody Bailey. And in both instances yesterday, they were turned back. So this is a giant black mark on a very prominent national organization. I have to admit, I still thought Stapleton was going to pull it off. I think what really broke her campaign's back was the rejection of her campaign and the rescinding of an endorsement from the UAW Friday evening. I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak.
Well, I do know that on my very Facebook page, people were responding. I did take that announcement and posted it to my Facebook page, and there were people that were responding to that. To that statement saying, well, if the UAW is walking away from her, I think I need to think about walking away from her as well. Obviously, people did that. Joe, before we get to go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I want to go back and look at those results and try to figure out what exactly happened, because Marine's strength was always in the absentee ballots. And I'm quite curious to see how all that played out, because those absentee ballots, 99% of them would have been in before the UAW rescinded the endorsement. So I want to put on my analyst hat and try to figure out what is the case there.
Oh, good. We'll make sure that when we have you on a week from, actually it'll be 2 weeks from Friday, because we'll be on vacation next week, that we remember to talk about that. Before we get to the break, I want to make sure that we go to Warren and look at another race that was just a bunch of baloney. We had way too much fun with this one. But Leslie Alice and John Spitalski, what was the result there, Joe?
Oh, it was exactly what I had told in the race several weeks ago. Swatowski won, I think, 65-35. He just crushed her. And next year, when Miss Liss is unemployed, she's probably going to have to purchase a lower grade of bologna.
Well, her bologna has a first name, but it's not going to be Oscar, that's for sure.
Pogo bologna is very expensive. It's high quality. She's going to have to go for the cut rate bologna. Kogo bologna is for closers. She ain't a closer.
Ooh, Joe. Well, you know what? I want to give a little credit here to organized labor. The Michigan Nurses Association really stepped up for John Spitalski and actually moved into his district and helped him knock doors. And beyond giving the traditional money, which they did do, they gave a lot of man hours to that race. Yeah. And I believe it made a difference.
Well, there were two organizations that hired my firm to work on this race, and that was the Michigan Nurses Association, who did telephones, mail, and boots on the ground. And then also, what was really surprising is that Planned Parenthood came to the table in a district that's generally considered pro-life, and really put together a program to identify pro-choice women voters, and hired us to communicate to those voters. And it was just a crushing, crushing victory. Liz was unavailable for comment last night. She's dodging everyone. It feels good to end her political career.
And it is over.
I don't know if it's over yet. She may try again in 2 years, but she's burned so many bridges that I think she'd be tough to get that 35% next time. And I'm going to take some special pleasure in this. So, when we're done, I'm actually going to sleep. And then but before I go to sleep, I'm going to spend a couple of moments contemplating eliminating her from the public discourse.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take one more break here. When we come back, we're going to take some of the races you want to look at, Joe. So we'll throw that onto your lap. And, yes, I'm going to make you think before you take your nap this morning. Let's take a quick break here. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies is my guest. We certainly appreciate his time this morning. Let's take a quick break. If you'd like to give us a call, by the way, now would be the time to do it. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift on 13.
striving for greatness.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back to First Shift. Joe DeSano, a partner in Main Street Strategies, is our guest, and we're going to take a look at some of the races that Joe has a particular interest in. And I've got one more that I want to talk about, Joe, but we'll go ahead and ask you, what were some of your favorites?
Well, it's kind of funny. I'm just finding out that it looks like Miles Hendy, Andy Dillon's best friend, lost his reelection bid yesterday in Redford County.
Yep, absolutely.
so that's amusing to no end. So that's a good one. Out on the west side of the state, we've got the situation where Roy Schmidt was running as a Republican. You know, as we well know, he flipped parties and was facing a write-in candidate at the last minute. And the crazy thing is, in a Republican primary, the write-in candidate actually won on Election Day, but Schmidt's strengthened absentee ballots were what kept him on the ballot for November, and he is incredibly damaged, and it looks like Democrats are going to have a chance to execute some sweet, sweet revenge on Roy Schmidt in November. I don't think the Republicans are going to lift a finger to help him with the recent revelations from the prosecutor in Kent County. And, of course, there's a 300 to 400 page state police report that's in the possession of the Secretary of State that is rumored to contain some bombshells that are going to explode on the political careers of Roy Schmidt, and rumor has it, the Speaker of the House. So this story is far from over, but it looks like Democrats are at least going to pick up the seat and end Roy Schmidt's career under any circumstances.
Well, that's awfully good news, actually, for those of us that care about such things. You know, I got to tell you, it was a pretty damned good primary day for Democrats, especially when we look at the Democrats that were running, the fake Democrats that were running, not one of them did well. All the conservative money that came into the state at the last second didn't help a single candidate. If you're a Democrat, Joe, let's kind of take a look forward to the general. I know that it's still a long shot to take back the House, but can we feel a little more optimistic that the voters are paying attention?
Yeah, I think voters are paying attention. I do think it's an uphill battle to win the House at this pace. But that is not to say it won't happen. In the vast majority of primaries in races that are going to be ultimately decided in November, you know, it's very important to get the most electable Democrat over the finish line. And in almost every circumstance that I'm aware of at this point, the Democrat with the best chance of winning in November pretty much went on to the November race. So we've got good matchups across the state from Monroe to Menominee. We've got strong Democrats in marginal seats. So, you know, if things start breaking our way, and it's quite possible they do, and I'm optimistic they will, we are in a pretty decent position to take control of the House. I mean, you know, this whole thing you're going to talk about with Stephen Henderson in the next segment or the next hour about the citizenship issue, I think there are people who are really going to remember this and mete out some vengeance on Republicans, because this is a really outrageous situation we're looking at here. You know, the government asking you if you're a citizen or not. I'm sorry. It's up for you to prove that I'm not a citizen, not for me to give you information that you don't need.
Yeah, no question. That's true.
I had a very, you know, I don't want to go into your next segment and talk about it too much, but I had a very interesting incident happen to me when I tried to vote last evening. I refused to check the citizenship box. And the poll worker offered to fill it in for me and said, no, you're not authorized to ask me that information. And you would have thought that I dropped a bomb in their lap. I mean, they went absolutely crazy. And I took the ballot and I walked into the ballot box and I started filling it out. And they pulled me out of the ballot box and had to read me a statement from the Secretary of State telling me that it's illegal for me to vote if I'm not a citizen. The whole thing was quite outrageous, and clearly it's designed to intimidate people into turning away from the booth and going away. Now, I have an outsized personality. I'm not going to take that kind of intimidation lightly. But there are people who are, you know, meeker than I. You know, what about that 75-year-old lady who just wants to show up and vote and do her civic duty? And she's faced with a confrontation with poll workers like I was. You know, she's probably not going to stand up to them in a lot of cases. So this is about voter intimidation and voter suppression. To me, if there was any doubt in my mind, it was eliminated last evening.
I understand that. Very quickly, Representative Harvey Santana overwhelmingly is given the nod to go on to November. He's a wild card. A lot of people, you know, as you know, he's a good friend of this program. I consider him a personal friend. We've gotten quite close. I talked to Harvey quite a bit. He's also been quite controversial. I find it interesting that of all the Detroit area reps, he gets the highest vote total. I think that says something about the way his constituents sees him. And after all, Joe, it really is about your constituents, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Now, you know, he has learned, I think, a lesson here in politics where you can be controversial if you're honest about it. I mean, you know, I think some of the temper stuff is needs to get reined in a bit. But I'll tell you what, he does represent his constituents well. You got to go back to how he won the race 2 years ago. I mean, he did it with relentless personal contact. He would run in, you know, people go door to door and they walk between the doors. No, he would make a voter contact and sprint to the next home. I mean, literally run flat out to the next home, talk to that voter, run to the next home, and on and on and on. He was making more voter contacts face-to-face than anyone else in the state. That's more important than money. That's more important than a campaign apparatus. That's more important than consultants and any other person who can assist you if you're willing to exert the sweat and the blood and the blisters on your feet to talk to these people face-to-face and create a personal contact and make a personal relationship with these voters. And that's what he does maybe better than anyone in the city of Detroit right now.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, Joe. Enjoy your vacation. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks when we get back from our vacation. I appreciate the hour you gave us today.
Oh, my pleasure, my friend. Anytime.
You bet. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. A quick break for the top of the hour. Steven Henderson from the Free Press when we continue.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, not doing too bad out there. We do have that one accident that has your left shoulder blocked. That's on 96 eastbound at Milford Road. And we got some slow traffic on 696 westbound between 11 mile and 75. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day, and it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Mikluszewski. Home sweet home on the rebound. Some encouraging stats show the embattled housing industry may finally be making a comeback. CNBC's Mary Thompson.
The percentage of homeowners late on their mortgage payments dropped to a three-year low of 5.49%. This is housing prices continue to rise, posting their biggest percentage quarterly gain last quarter in 7 years.
An Ohio man is due in court today after allegedly bringing a loaded gun and several knives into a movie theater showing The Dark Knight Rises. Police calling it a possible copycat plot following the Colorado Theater massacre. A New Haven, Connecticut man facing similar charges. Hurricane Ernesto downgraded to a tropical storm as it spins over Mexico's Yucatan, forcing hundreds to abandon beach resorts. And it's no surprise for Northeast residents after a winter barely touching their snow shovels and now sweating bullets under the summer sun. It's officially the hottest year on record in the Northeast. This is NBC News Radio. At the London Olympics, China's in charge of the medal count, leading the U.S. 73-70. Coming up, an All-American Women's Beach Volleyball Final. NBC's Natalie Morales.
It will be Team USA against Team USA in Women's Beach Volleyball Finals. On Tuesday, Misty May Traynor and Kerry Walsh-Jennings beat China, giving them a return ticket to the final.
Meantime, the men's volleyball team meets Italy in elimination play, while the men's water polo team facing a tough squad from Croatia. And the world's greatest, the men's decathlon, gets underway this morning. The big fire that shut down the Chevron refinery in Richmond, California, could jack up gas prices along the West Coast. Analysts say prices may jump by 10 to 25 cents. And it's the ultimate in recycling. An Indian company manufacturing a high-quality paper that's made from elephant droppings. Excellent, they say, for greeting cards, and there's no shortage of raw material. I'm Jim Mikluszewski, NBC News Radio.
Have you heard? Proactive is America's number one acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So, stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? With Proactive, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactive works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactive 100% risk-free for 60 days. And we're giving away our amazing dark spot corrector, free and yours to keep, just for participating. With Dark Spot Corrector, it's like your breakouts were never even there. Be one of the 50 people to complete the 100% risk-free trial and get a free Dark Spot Corrector plus free shipping. Supplies are limited and free shipping ends soon. So call now. 1-800-243-6665. That's 1-800-243-6665.
Today, Wall Street will get to weigh in on whether the initial stock offering for the owner of Outback Steakhouse was well done after it trimmed some fat from its price. Last evening, Bloomin' Brands, which also owns restaurant chains Carrabba's and Bonefish Grill, priced its IPO at $11 a share. That is a more petite price than the $13 to $15 widely expected. Today, it will trade on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol BLMN. We've been telling you for the past few months that instead of increasing their spending, many Americans have been paying down debt. While that is not economically stimulative, it is a good idea. This morning, TransUnion reports many American mortgage holders are getting their financial houses back in order as the rate of mortgage delinquency, payments 60 days or more past due, dropped in the spring to a three-year low of 5.49%. Stock futures are down, S&P futures losing 4 points, NASDAQ futures slipping 3, Dow futures off 31. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
Your business is extremely important to us.
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance or savings or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
Well, welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, the 8th day of August, 2012. Maybe change begins with people playing by the rules. That's going to be, and knowing the rules, maybe more appropriately, that's going to be the subject of this next half hour, at least partially the subject, as we get ready to talk with Stephen Henderson of the Detroit Free Press. As we were just talking to our strategist, Joe DeSano, he was asked to check that citizenship box. He refused to do so, refused to allow a co-worker in, a worker at the polls to do so. He was pulled out of the voting booth when he went in to vote, was read a statement by the Secretary of State. What's this all about? Well, we're going to get to that literally in less than 30 seconds. Let's get to the intro and let's get this thing going.
Editorial page editor and host of American Black Journal.
None of this is going to be able to be fixed without cash, which is something we don't have right now in Detroit and don't have that much in the state. But there are some big ticket things that need to be done that can't be done for free.
The Detroit Free Press's and First Shift Voice of Reason.
That's where you get into the idea that this is going to cost, and not just Detroiters, this is going to cost people all over the state of Michigan to try to dig Detroit fully out of this hole.
Mr. Stephen Henderson.
And joining us now is Mr. Stephen Henderson. I just don't want to waste any time with minutia, so let's get right to it. Stephen, I've got to tell you, I so appreciate your comments in yesterday's Free Press titled, A Lousy Feeling on Election Day Thanks to Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. You did not have a great start to your day yesterday, did you?
I was a little startled, I guess, when I walked into the polls and was handed that application. And at the top of it, there was this question about citizenship, which, you know, I mean, I pay pretty close attention to the news.
Yes, you do. I think we can safely say that.
That's right. So, you know, I knew that the governor had vetoed that. And so I was a little curious about what would why that would still be there. You know, for me, it turned out fine. The woman asked me the question, and I said yes. She didn't ask me to prove it or anything, so she checked it for me, which is, you know, also a very random way to enforce that provision, even though it was in my favor. But that's sort of the problem here, was that I don't think anybody really knew, any of the poll workers really knew what they were supposed to do and what they were not supposed to do. You know, I think the whole thing was confusing because the message was unclear, the rules were unclear, and the enforcement was uneven, which which is inexcusable on Election Day. I mean, I have never seen that kind of arbitrariness at the polls with regard to anything before, let alone something as serious as this.
Well, you just heard me say that our strategist Joe DeSano from Main Street Strategies, who I believe you are aware of, had a very
sure. Oh, yeah.
And Joe's with us every week. he had that experience where they literally, after he refused to check that box, refused to allow them to do it, grabbed his ballot, went to the voting booth. They pulled him out, read him a statement from the Secretary of State telling him why what he was doing was illegal. He was incredulous about it. And yeah. He said, listen, if I'm a 75-year-old woman, I walk out and I don't vote.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that, it's one of the problems. One of the problems is that this kind of intimidation or uneven application of the rules, whatever you want to call it, tends to discourage voting among people who might not be terribly sophisticated about what the rules are. All kinds of people, you know, get nervous when they go into the polling station, and this is one of the things that could turn them away. But the other problem is that yesterday people got turned away. You know, they didn't just leave. You had voters told if they wouldn't check this box, that they could not vote, which is a pretty clear violation of their rights. I was saying last night to people, I would not be surprised to see the Justice Department crawling all over the Secretary of State's office in the next couple of days, trying to figure out what happened here and whether Michigan might be the kind of place where we need federal election supervisors in November, because we've got a Secretary of State who obviously doesn't value the idea of running elections in a fair and even way. I don't want to ascribe nefarious motives to the Secretary of State, because I actually know her and think she's a decent person, but I do think that she's gotten carried away with this idea that she's got to crack down on voter fraud, and that is overwhelming her sense of obligation to manage elections in a way that is fair and even. That's her first responsibility. She can't walk away from that for anything. And it seems that her obsession with voter fraud has taken her off the path.
Well, the other thing that I find absolutely startling, and I mean startling in the deepest way, is by how uninformed poll workers are, how terribly trained they are, and how little they know about election law. I was quoting election law at my polling place yesterday. These people were looking at me like I was from another country. Yep, it wasn't a citizenship question. It was simply a matter of forcing me to show them my identification, which I don't have to do.
Which you don't have to do. That's right.
They were insistent, Stephen, insistent that it was the law. And I said, you can't show me law that says that.
Right. No, that's right. I mean, you've got, and this is what this whole argument over voter fraud has engendered. I mean, they're changing the rules quickly. They're changing the rules and not educating poll workers about what the rules are. And again, you know, it's either sloppiness or it's malicious intent. Either way, what happened yesterday was totally unacceptable. And like I said, I would not really be surprised to see justice here soon, really combing over what went on. I mean, you know, I was laughing yesterday afternoon at the fact that Rich Robinson, who runs the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, I mean, the person who probably knows election law better than anyone who doesn't work for the Secretary of State's office, was turned away from voting because of the citizenship issue. And if there's one person that's the person you don't want to mess with on election law, it's probably Rich Robinson. So I mean, they really stepped in it here, and I would not be surprised, like I said, to see some sort of consequences in terms of justice saying, look, you can't run things this way. You cannot have this kind of arbitrary application of the law at the polls.
Well, fortunately, yesterday morning we had Jocelyn Benson on the show, who you, of course, know, Stephen.
Sure.
And she was promoting an advocacy number, 866-OUR-VOTE, and it was a number that people could call that were having problems at the voting place. She sends me a note this morning, and she's been listening to the show, to let me know that they are going to be releasing the logs of all the calls they got yesterday.
Yeah.
So that, you know, they can clearly identify where some of the problems are. I'll give you two very quickly. In Westland, they were literally scanning people's driver's license on a laptop computer, which scared the hell out of some people.
And for what reason?
They didn't give a reason. That was the problem. They didn't give a reason. They just said that if they wanted to vote, they had to scan their card.
Yeah, come on.
But when you don't know, Stephen, you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and again, that's the kind of data that that could be the basis for a request from the Justice Department to come and investigate what happened here.
Well, you're gonna love this one. A woman in Washington Township calls the show this morning. She'd also sent me an email. She called the show this morning. And she went to vote. 11 months ago, she moved to Washington Township. 11 months ago, she went to the Secretary of State office, changed all of her identification, her voting registration. They don't have her on the voting rolls yesterday. They told her to drive to Redford to vote.
Oh, no. I mean, it's so frustrating because, frankly, here in Michigan, we haven't always been on the cutting edge of progressive election law. We got a lot of problems in statutes and things that need to be cleaned up. But basically, elections go pretty smoothly here. I mean, we don't see this kind of mishap on a widespread basis in this state, at least historically. And what I'm afraid is that, as the dust clears from yesterday and we learn about what happened, I think this is going to look like one of those sort of backwater states where there's all kinds of election irregularities. And there's not a good reason for that. Like I said, that's not the way things used to be. And Secretary of State Johnson has got to bear a lot of the responsibility for that. I also think the clerks, the local clerks, need to assume some responsibility for it. But ultimately, they're working, under the auspices of the Secretary of State, who sets the rules and communicates those rules to the locals. So there's some work to do before we do this again in November.
One of my listeners, and we have to take a break so we can comment about this after the break, but one of my listeners is listening to us right now and responding to, because I posted your column from yesterday at the Facebook page, and said that he worked as an election inspector in Livingston County yesterday, and they didn't even have the citizenship question on the ballot, nor did I vote in Dearborn Heights. So
it wasn't on your ballot at all?
No, it wasn't on my ballot at all.
See, that's the kind of thing. I mean, that alone, the irregularity of it, right? The fact that certain people were asked and other people were not, that some people were told they couldn't vote, other people were not. That's the kind of stuff you just cannot. I mean,
we got to get to the break, Stephen. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trivette.
If American voters are paying attention to Romney's trip, they can't be comforted by Mitt Romney's performance.
The Chicago Tribune quoted our old friend Rahm Emanuel saying, "I don't know how he'll handle the head of state job. He's made a mess of being a tourist."
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
You're accident-free at this time, but you still have some slow spots out there. We got some heavy traffic on 75 northbound between 696 and 12 Mile, and it's a slow go on 696 westbound between Coolidge and Southfield Road. Same for 75 southbound between 14 Mile and 8 Mile, and they're creeping along on westbound 94 between Van Dyke and Mount Elliott. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring, drink recipes, customer service skills the industry is looking for, and much more. All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020 Monday through through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, is my guest every week at this time. Stephen, I just want to read you an email I literally just received 20 seconds ago. It says, Tony, I'm in Pittsfield Township, and for the past two elections, they have moved to the laptop and scanning of the driver's license. Practically no one in the precinct, and I wasn't about to say they shouldn't do it. However, everything you are talking about with Stephen Henderson is correct. They asked for the citizenship, and they scanned the license. This should stop. I agree. How do we move forward? It's a good question.
Yeah, no, it is a good question. And I think, it starts with documenting all of this stuff, which I assume Jocelyn's group is trying to do this morning to sort of see what happened and where and how widespread it was, and then sort of make some decisions about, where you go for relief. It's the federal constitution that protects your voting rights, even in the states. And if our Secretary of State has sort of run elections in a way that disenfranchised voters, even in a minor way, and I can't say for sure that this was major yesterday, but boy, it sure looks like it, based on just the feedback that I've gotten. There are remedies for that, and federal supervision of local elections and things like that is not something we've seen before too much here in Michigan, but it might be something we need to talk about for November.
What are your thoughts on people that were literally patted down in a couple Detroit precincts where they were actually, that is probably, of all the things, the most bizarre.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's just like, I'm not even sure what that person, that security guard, was thinking. Apparently it was at a school where they weren't even sure there was supposed to be an election yesterday, so it wasn't even open on time, which is another another issue, and that's a clerk issue in the city. You know, it's all really just embarrassing. You know, this is a more sophisticated state than all that, and there's no reason that we need to slide backward the way that it seems like we have here. And I, you know, Secretary of State's got to step up now and decide to fix it. That's her job.
No, you're right. It is, and I have a feeling you're going to hold her accountable to do her job.
Yeah,
Stephen.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is not trivial stuff. I mean, you can't have this kind of, like I said, random application of the law in terms of voting. You know, we're not going back to Jim Crow, and I'm not making any sort of racial implication out of this, but this was the kind of thing that you saw. With racial disenfranchisement was that you'd create laws that were unclear and you'd enforce them unevenly, which would make it a lot harder for people to cast cast legal ballots. You have a right to be able to vote in whatever election's being held. And if something prevents you from doing that, it's supposed to be removed from your way.
No, I would never put words in your mouth, but I'm going to just assume, because I read everything you write, that you enjoy voting. I just get that impression that's something
sure.
that you enjoy doing. Okay.
So absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your way of being part of the process. And in fact, you know, we spend a lot of time at the Free Press not just talking about how important it is that you know, what the choices that we're making, but telling people that how important it is for them to make the choice. You know, we spill a lot of ink telling people to be part of the process, to be counted, to get up on election day and be fired up to get to the polls and go cast your vote. So this is not a trivial matter to me or to the Free Press that this happened yesterday.
No, and then there, of course, that is that old cliche about got to be careful about pissing off the people that buy ink by the barrel.
Yeah, well,
you know, there is that. Let's go to the phone and welcome Mike and Westland to the show. Mike, you're on the air with Stephen Henderson.
Yeah, Stephen, I enjoy you on Sundays on Dubbin when you appear on the show. It's always good input there.
Thank you.
I'm cynical enough to believe that, you know, what happened in Pittsfield, solidly Democratic, in Detroit, solidly Democratic. I'm cynical enough about the process to think that these were stage events so just so that people could blame the system so they have something to fall back on in the fall.
Yeah, well, you know, I am wondering, based on what I'm hearing, how prevalent this was in Detroit versus other jurisdictions. I mean, the fact that I'm hearing now that some people in other places did not see this question on their voter application form suggests that again, you know, there is some randomness to this. And, you know, one of the things that's really unfortunate, I feel like, is that, you know, it's very difficult to convince people in the city that there isn't a conspiracy at the state level to do them in or to disenfranchise them or to make them not count. This kind of stuff makes that very difficult to argue. You know, when you're talking about consent agreements and emergency managers, this is the kind of thing that comes to people's minds, this kind of voter intimidation, confusing rules at the polls, and it's very hard to separate those two. And I don't think that there's some grand conspiracy to do that, but boy, you know, when you behave this way for whatever reason, you just reinforce that notion and make it harder to get stuff done.
Well, here's what I know. I spend, I'm going to start getting a little emotional here. I spend a lot of time, I'm sorry, I spend a lot of time on this show begging people to register to vote.
Sure. I
invest a ton of energy everywhere I go. I even carry voter registration forms in my truck. All right, I want people to be engaged in the process, Stephen, and I want it to be a simple path to doing that.
Yes.
I think it makes me look bad. I'll make it personal. I think it makes me look bad when what happens yesterday happens.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And it makes it harder to make the argument that you should vote. This is what a lot of people who don't vote regularly will say is, why should I vote? It's all rigged anyway. You know, my vote does not matter. It won't count. This kind of behavior just reinforces that. It undermines the faith in democracy that we need to make the system work. And that's the kind of thing that really makes me the sort of the most frustrated with the Secretary of State, who I've had lots of occasions to have to talk to about this stuff. Her focus is always on, well, we got to stop the fraud because that undermines the system. But the idea that the minuscule instances of fraud that have occurred, and we have no instances of fraudulent ballots being cast in Michigan, but even if you did, that pales in comparison to the undermining that she did yesterday by running an election in a way that made no sense, by sort of haphazardly enforcing rules. So,
Stephen, we're out of time, and I'm getting emails by the droves now. People experiencing problems yesterday, yeah. And I wish we had more time. We'll look forward. Actually, we're on vacation next week, so 2 weeks from today is when we'll be back.
All right. I will see you then.
Thank you. Stephen Henderson with the Detroit Free Press, also the host of American Black Journal. We've got to get to the break. Lori Lamoran from Planned Parenthood. When we continue, if we've got some time before the end of the hour, we'll get back to this issue. Obviously, bigger news than you think. We'll be back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour commute, and it's not too bad. No accidents, but we do have a disabled vehicle that has your left lane blocked on 94 westbound at East Outer Drive, and that is causing slow traffic from Cashew. Also got some slow traffic on 696 westbound between DeQuinder and 75. Slow go on westbound 696 between Coolidge and Southfield Road. And also, they're tapping their brakes on 96 eastbound between Milford Road and Beck Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be mostly sunny and 86. Tonight, a low of 64. Tomorrow, 74 with thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 71 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
At last, we have a clear sign that Mitt Romney really is a man of the people. The proof of his populist pudding came on his recent political foray to jolly old England. While in London, the multimillionaire financier and presidential hopeful showed his common touch by chowing down with about 250 local folks on a humble meal of fish and chips, served up in paper cones. Wow, down home. Well, not exactly. Folks mischaracterizes Mitt's crowd, since the ticket price for the chow down was $25,000 to $75,000 per head. For fish and chips. As one somewhat surprised attendee noted, it was the most expensive halibut in town. And the donors were not truly locals, but American financiers who were top executives working in the London financial district for the biggest Wall Street and British banks, hedge funds, and such private equity outfits as Romney's own money machine, Bain Capital. They were drawn to Mitt's political flame because, one, he hails from their self-centered and self-serving world, and two, he fully embraces their sad complaint that public criticism and the push for more regulation of elite bankers has gone too far. With tongue-clucking empathy, Romney assured these privileged ones that America's banking reforms were unnecessary and overly burdensome, and he would repeal them. However, the timing of his denunciation of U.S. policy was off, for British banks such as Barclays and HSBC are presently ensnared in public scandals involving massive consumer rip-offs and gross ethical violations. Still, In this ornate ballroom with millionaires munching the food of the commoners, any outrage from actual commoners was, as one muncher said dismissively, just background noise. This is Jim Hightower saying, yeah, power to the 1%.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we've got a lot to get to yet and not a lot of time to do it. So we're going to go right to our intro and get going here with Planned Parenthood.
Their reach matters.
And in a year where the most basic truths and access to help is as critical as it has ever been.
Many people in the news are talking about a war on women and others are denying it.
First Shift is proud to welcome to our airwaves an organization who continues to be the center of empowerment and honesty.
But certainly any objective look at the kinds of policies, et cetera, that some of the states are putting forward and being endorsed by the Republican candidate certainly would suggest that we don't think women are an important part of society.
And as they continue to provide services that save lives and provide a path to sanity.
First Shift proudly brings you the gift of Planned Parenthood.
And we do. Before we get to Lori Lamoran, we wanted to play a little special audio for you. Go ahead, Jeff.
Planned Parenthood is something I care very deeply about. Planned Parenthood was my health care provider when I didn't have insurance after graduating from college. And yes, I got birth control, but it was for my massive migraine headaches. And my heavy flow. Yeah, I'm on record saying I had a heavy flow. And unfortunately, these are the types of things that I don't want to discuss with employers. I don't want to talk about that with my employer. That's between me and my doctor. And at the time, my doctor happened to be at Planned Parenthood. So I'm really grateful that they exist and that they provide essential services for women all over this country. The services that they provide, what is it, 95% of them don't involve anything controversial. So for that little 5% that Mitt Romney decides he doesn't agree with, he's going to take away cancer screenings? What is he doing? He's going to take away people's access to health care close by? We're talking about working class ladies who need health care. That's it. That's Planned Parenthood. And I don't know how a lot of communities could get by without them. President Obama has not compromised on women's rights. That's why President Obama needs to stay in office.
All right, and that is the very beautiful actress Elizabeth Banks, and we welcome Lori Lamoran, the very beautiful Lori Lamoran, back to First. Well, I've met you, so it's true. I know you're the very beautiful Lori Lamoran. You don't mind if I give you a compliment every now and then, do you?
Oh, pshaw, Tony, go on.
No, really, go on. No, anyway, I just thought we would, Jeff found that audio, and I thought it would be appropriate, especially since our topic today deals with the importance.